Kia ora, ko Ate Reano Matiariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour Party Deputy Leader and Te Ara Whiti Minister Calvin Davis says the Treaty of Waitangi is on the ballot paper. He says everything Labour has done for Māori over the past 6 years is on the chopping block if a National ACT government wins power on October 14. He says ACT's David Seymour's version of the treaty ignores the right of Māori to have equitable outcomes.
Without the treaty, there is no obligation, there's no need for Māori Health Authority because, according to David Seymour, it's treating Māori differently to everyone else. And all we're saying is no, we want to have the same outcomes as everyone else, hence the need for it.
Calvin Davis. Overseas voting has started, and this year's expatriates can vote over the internet instead of having to find a New Zealand embassy or consulate. To be eligible, overseas New Zealanders must be a New Zealand citizen who has been in New Zealand within the last 6 years, or a New Zealand permanent resident who has been in New Zealand within the last 4 years. Leon Ruka, who has lived in Australia for 36 years, says there's a bit to learn about the new process, but it could encourage more people to vote.
We're all not doctors, eh? You know, it is a little bit hard if you don't know what you're doing. I got my son to sort of do all mine. And over here, you got to go up to Brisbane to thing it, but now they put it online, eh? So they made it easier.
People in Australian cities without New Zealand embassies or consulates can also vote at Australian Electoral Commission offices. In the 2020 general election, 62,787 New Zealanders voted from overseas. Tāmaki Regeneration says it's seeing real progress on its project to transform three East Auckland suburbs. The project had a controversial start with Glen Innes State House tenants mounting protest against their forced removal so the area could be redeveloped for a medium-density mix of public and market housing. Chief Executive Shelley Kātai says so far about 1,000 houses have been completed in Glen Innes, Point England and Pamnua by the company, which is a joint venture between the Crown and Auckland Council. She says one of its goals is helping whānau shift from renting into home ownership, which includes training in financial literacy and paying down debt.
So what we do is we build a home for whānau. We support whānau to be able to purchase the home at a more affordable rate by co-owning that whare with whānau. We might own 30% of the whare, and over time they buy out that 30% off of us over 20 years or so. And if you co-own it with us, you don't need as big a deposit.
Shelley Kātai says so far 79 whānau are in shared ownership, 80% of whom are Māori and Pacifica, and 20% who came from public housing. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!